Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horde. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, the Bengals try to snap their four-game losing streak as they host the defending Super Bowl champion, New York Giants. In last week's loss to Denver, the Bengals had trouble protecting Andy Dalton. He was sacked five times in the game. Now the Giants come to town with the best front four in the NFL.
Yeah, Dan, they've got the Bengals have to face the gold standard right now. They all look like power forwards. They all look like they're about 7 feet tall, and they just keep running, and they play like hurdlers. So, the interesting thing is that the only guy that played against them, it was only 4 years ago, but the only guy was Justin Tuck. And so guys like Andrew Whitworth and Andre Smith, their two tackles, are going to be seeing these guys for the first time. And so it's going to be a huge test for them. And it's a different style of guy. Like Andrew Whitworth was talking about that today. The guys in Denver were a little bit, they were a lot shorter than Whitworth was. And that was, I think, a lot of the problems Whit felt like when he was getting called for hold. Now he's going to be going against taller guys. These guys are 6'5", 6'6". And so I think he feels like it's going to be a better matchup that way for him. But, as he said, you just get your hand, it's the third week in a row of just really, basically, superhuman pass rushers, and they're going to have to play well in order for the Bengals to win.
Now, on the other side of the ball, the Giants' offensive line doesn't have perennial Pro Bowlers and household names, but Eli Manning has been sacked fewer times than any other quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, Dan, I think this game comes down. We were talking about this game comes down to the lines. The Bengals have to protect Dalton, and they got to get some pressure on Manning. You saw what happened when they didn't get pressure against Peyton. And it's a different style of offense. Eli likes to take deeper drops, and he likes to throw deeper. But I think that the Bengals have to get the pressure that's been lacking in this four-game losing streak, and I think it's been a big factor in the losing streak. In their last two wins, they had 11 sacks. They've had seven since, and they're coming off a game where it was the first time they haven't had a sack in a game in 2 years. So I think it's the guys are looking. The guys on the Bengals defensive front, that's what they want to be. They want to be the Giants. So why not start and do it in front of them?
Last week, Peyton Manning led his 48th fourth quarter or overtime comeback in the victory over Cincinnati. Now younger brother Eli comes to town. He has more fourth quarter comebacks in his first 9 years in the NFL than his older brother did. Plus, last year, seven fourth quarter comebacks, including in the Super Bowl. It's something he specializes in.
I mean, Dan, these guys, the Giants expect to win. The Bengals are trying to get to that point where they get in a game in a fourth quarter, and it's odd because they did it last year. Remember, four of Andy Dalton's first seven wins were of the fourth quarter variety. Well, they haven't had one in nearly a year, and they desperately need one. They desperately need to get that confidence, and that's what Tom Coughlin, the Giants head coach, talked about yesterday. The big thing is if you do it, you expect to do it. And the Bengals... they've lost three fourth-quarter leads in this four-game losing streak. They watched one Manning break the NFL record for most fourth-quarter comebacks. I know that Dalton would like to get that number five if it comes down to that.
The Giants come to town with a record of 6-3. Keep in mind, they have not had their bye yet. That comes after they play against the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium. Maybe Cincinnati catches the Giants a little bit physically and mentally fatigued. We'll see on Sunday. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster Andy Ware, I'm Dan Horde. Thanks for checking us out here on Bengals.com.